This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Relax on the road this fall with the peace of mind you get from Michelin Tires, because through September 21st, you can get $70 via MasterCard reward card after submission when you buy any set of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the new Michelin Premier All-Season Tire. Visit your local tire experts at Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires September 21st, 2014. Void where prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 331 and three quarters, down 7. December corn, 341, down 4 and three quarters. March corn, 353 and a half, down 5. September soybeans, 1061 and a half, down 9 and a half. November soybeans, 981 and a half, down 12 and a quarter. January soybeans, 988 and a quarter, down 12. September wheat, 503, down 15 and three quarters. December wheat, 509 and a half, down 10 and a quarter. March wheat, 526 and a quarter, down 9 and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. Illinois winter grain prices ended lower on Thursday afternoon. Confirmation by today's USDA crop report that this year's corn and soybean crops are going to be records weighed on corn and soybean prices. In northern and western Illinois, winter grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 5 cents lower at 313 to 341. Soybean bids were down 8 to 9 cents at 980 to 1162. In central Illinois, winter grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 316 to 336, while soybean bids were mostly 13 lower at 949 to 1182. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 5 cents lower at 307 to 336, soybean bids down 12 to 19 cents at 957 to 1095, and the wheat bids on Thursday mostly 10 cents lower at 378 to 445. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 cents lower at 1057 to 1232. Basis ended steady on Thursday, ranging from 75 to 250 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 563.80 to 606.80, which was down $6 to $19 per ton, with basis at 225 to 268 over October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 cents lower at 336 to 351. Basis ended steady, ranging from 5 under to 10 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 cents lower at 316 to 356. Basis ended steady, ranging from 25 under to 15 over December. Soybeans ended 12 to 87 cents lower at 1007 to 1057, with basis steady to as much as 75 cents lower at 25 to 75 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids a nickel lower at 343 to 346. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 12 cents, with quotations at 1027 to 1082. Soft red winter wheat down 10 to 17 cents at 414 to 435, and Milo down a nickel at 321 to 331. Contract bids to producers for October delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those areas for October delivery corn range from 285 up to 311. The beans at 942 up to 957. In central Illinois, October delivered corn 303 up to 313, the beans at 948 to 980, and in the southern part of the state, October delivery corn ranged from 301 to 317, while the beans ranged from 947 up to 969. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 157.37, down $2.32. December live cattle, 159.70, down $2.40. February live cattle, 159.70, down $1.70. September feeder cattle, 228.05, down 80 cents. October feeder cattle, 225.60, down $1.52. November feeder cattle, 223.92, down $1.55. October lean hogs, 106.37, down 72 cents. December lean hogs, 97.20, down $1.45. February lean hogs, 93.50, no change. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you Thursday the 11th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.06 lower in the range of 90 cents to 103.75, with the weighted average carcass price of 99.47. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 52 to 58, 4 to 5 weights 56 to 59, 5 to 6 weights 58 to 60, and 600 pounds and up were 59 to 62. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $67 up to $70. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 28,409 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 891 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 160 to 163. Select and choice 152 to 159. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 145 to 148.50. Select and choice Holstein steers, 136 to 143.50. And choice slaughter heifers were 159 to 163. Select and choice heifers, 150 to 159. Now on to some feeder cattle. They had feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights, 240 to 270, and 6 weights, 205 to 221. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, bringing 500 weights, were bringing $200, and 6 weights were 191. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 213 to 246, and 6 weights were $200. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 4 weights, 250 to 276, and 5 weights, 200 to 240. Now on to the opening report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. Slaughter steers and heifers were $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers, $3 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 158 to 162.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 145 to 150. And choice slaughter heifers, 156.75 to 161.25. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 158 to 160, and on a dress basis at 248 to 252. Heifers on a live basis traded at 160, and on a dress basis 248 to 252. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 320 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 107.53, and that was $1.98 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, 251.54, that was 8 cents higher, with select carcasses at 236.35, that was $1.83 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000, that compared to 119,000 last week and 116,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000, that compared to 405,000 last week and 430,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.38. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.38. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.84. September beans delivered to Scottville, $9.73. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.99. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.38. Beans at Greenfield are $9.84. Beans at Scottville are $9.73. And wheat at Scottville is $3.99. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois. At 620, color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
For today, cloudy skies, high temperatures in the mid-60s with light north winds, becoming partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers tonight, low temperatures in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-60s. And your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers on Monday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, light north winds, the barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies on this Friday morning, right now 52 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch next.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854, now with 13 locations to better serve you.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Saturday, once again we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. The United States Department of Agriculture has updated the annual report on farmland cash rents. Todd Gleason has more on the Illinois numbers.
USDA releases the cash rents report each August. Gary Snitke evaluates the number for the University of Illinois. He says the figures for this year, and these reflect cash rents paid for this year, 2014, do not show anything really new.
We see the same trends across the state that we typically see. Highest cash rents are in central Illinois. This year, the top spot happens to be Logan County with the $308 average cash rent, and we see some lower rents in northern Illinois. DeKalb County would have $278 cash rent, and then southern Illinois has lower rents as well. Southern Illinois, we get some rents in the $80 to $90 range.
In general, says Gary Schnitke, the higher the productivity of the land, the higher the cash rent. Interestingly, though, cash rents in Illinois this year are about 4 to 5% higher than they were last year. This seems counterintuitive to the expectation because most would have thought the negotiations taking place last fall would be for lower rents. Schnitke has an explanation.
If you look at what the Professional Farm Managers, Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers, they released their rental survey, and from 2013 to 2014, cash rents did decline. What I think was going on there, though, was that the high cash rents in the county came down a bit, but the low end kept coming up.
The highs were not as high, and the lows were not as low. It appears the lower-end rents moved more than the higher-end rents. Consequently, there was a higher average. It is something Schnitke expects to see again next year.
Yeah, moving into 2015, again, I would not expect the averages to go down all that much because, you know, there's those low cash rents that may be coming up over time. I would expect the top end to come down and maybe even $30, $40 an acre on some of those cash rents above average. That's what the Illinois Society of Farm Managers said they expected on their professionally managed land, that, you know, the rents would be down $30 on average from 2014 to 2015. And that might bring down some of the average rents as well.
But maybe not all of them across the state. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The September crop report was released Thursday morning by the USDA. Daniel Smith, Senior Risk Manager for Top Third Ag Marketing, says normally the September report is not that big of a deal. However, he suggests the opposite is true this year.
Usually, historically, in September, this report is kind of a benign report. In other words, the USDA doesn't fudge much on yields, wanting to see more yields from the from the Midwest come through the door, just not the South. This time, they, however, have raised it by a bushel more an acre, which is kind of a characteristic. That's why we're seeing the market kind of on edge this morning. We got a corn yield from the USDA at 171.7, you know, projected carry out well over 2 billion bushels right now. Soybeans, they raised it a half bushel at 446.6, carry out there at 475. More than healthy numbers, pretty much taking this crop down further in price and value because of the expected harvest coming through the door.
Based on this report, Smith has this advice for farmers.
Well, we've been selling and putting puttings on for the last 3 to 4 months, and I still think that we could see further downside action if you've got any sort of positive basis at all. If you're getting any sort of bump up from any sort of ethanol or cattle feeder or chicken feeder, go ahead and take advantage of those bases, because that's my next concern is basis is starting to wilt. Go lower. I would still go out and reach out into March and try to find some 340 or 330 puts to put on if you can't sell it. You know, get some sort of protection on. This crop, you know, the size of it, we could well go under $3 a bushel for spot corn. In fact, with basis, most guys are under there now. So don't think that just because we're down here that there's no more downside available. There's a lot of downside available. So I would definitely basically make sure that I got some puts in place still and make cash sales when available.
5 to 10 inches of rain across southern Iowa, northern Missouri, and central Illinois will not immediately have an effect on prices.
You know, that's a wait-and-see type thing. If we get more rain on top of it, now the forecast is calling for warmer, drier conditions. A week from now, if without any more rain, that 7 inches will be well absorbed into the ground. And I don't know if it will have that much effect on it. I think we'd have to start worrying about lodging in corn and beans both as far as the stocks conditions go. That would be a concern. But, you know, again, that'll be later down the road. And maybe that will have some sort of small drag on yield, but I can't see it having a big drag on yield.
Smith also says concerns of early frost may be a bit premature.
Well, if you look at the two models, the European model that this week came out with a low of 38, and the U.S. model had a low of 32. Well, we have to be sub-freezing, like 28 degrees for 3 hours to have a killing frost. The European model always, it seems like lately, has had the more accuracy behind it. So I think the trade is kind of hanging their head on that. We're going to stay be north of 32 degrees, and the killing frost maybe in some low-lying areas will affect us, but it won't have an overall effect, large effect on the area.
Daniel Smith, Senior Risk Manager for Top Third Ag Marketing. This weekend is Fall Fest in Bunker Hill. I spoke with Jill Chapman of All Type Hydraulics about an antique tractor show they're putting on during Fall Fest.
Bunker Hill is going to be having their Fall Fest this Saturday from 10 in the morning to 11 o'clock in the evening. And this year, All Type Hydraulics is going to be sponsoring the Antique Tractor Show. So anybody who would be wanting to register their tractor may do so beginning in the morning at 10 o'clock in front of our store. And again, our store is All Type Hydraulics, and it's just south of the flagpole in Bunker Hill.
And is there any cost to register for this?
No cost associated to anybody who wants to register. We just want you to bring your tractor up to Bunker Hill, spend the day with us, have it parked in front of our store, and it's just an event in which the whole entire public is invited to view tractors We just want to have a nice display so the participants, the people who are coming to Fall Fest, have a nice display to look at.
And I understand along with this antique tractor display, you're going to have the public be able to vote for their favorite tractor.
That's right. So anybody who comes to Fall Fest, make sure you come down to our end of town, look at the tractor display. And underneath our tent, we're going to have ballots in which you can vote for your favorite tractor.
Now, I'm sure that there's going to be plenty of people who get kind of in the red versus green fight at this antique tractor show.
It's possible. Maybe there'll be some other colors there as well. I know this past Saturday I saw a cute little pink tractor somewhere, so I'm hoping she brings her tractor up as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you'll get all types. Now, have you had a tractor event like this before at Fall Fest?
We have had past tractor events at Fall Fest. This is the first year that All-Type is sponsoring the event, so we're hoping to get a really nice turnout. We even have some prizes and stuff for people if they for the winner, so we're hoping to get a nice turnout in Bunker Hill.
And do you have an idea of, like, a number amount of how many tractors you'd like to see out there?
I would love to see lots of tractors. My goal is for 50, but I will be happy with whatever we get. I hope they surprise me.
And why did you decide to sponsor an antique tractor show?
Well, we have a lot of tractor products in our store at All-Type Hydraulics, and we deal with a lot of farmers, and it's just something that we wanted to showcase their tractors and, you know, just have an event in town for people to come see while they're at Fall Fest. We want them to spend a day with us. It's just one more added attraction for people to come to Bunker Hill and take a look at these neat tractors.
And again, if someone has an antique tractor that they want to show off at the Bunker Hill Fall Fest, where do they go and what do they do to get their tractor put on display?
Sure. Just come to Bunker Hill anytime after 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, the highway will be shut down because that's where the Fall Fest is going to be on Wednesday night. So you might have a detour, just a side street or two. But you're going to come to All-Type Hydraulics, which is at the corner of Hamilton and 159, and we will just pull in there and we will get you lined up where you're going to be parked at. So there's no registration fee. Just come to Bunker Hill that morning. We'll get you registered. We'll have your sign-in sheet for you. And if you have any questions, you can call me ahead of time, 585-4948. So that's 618-585-4948. And we will have room for trailer parking. If anybody has to bring on a trailer, we will have room designated that they can park their trailer. We're also going to have a dyno machine on site, so anybody who's interested in hooking up their tractor to that, we can do that for them in the afternoon as well.
That's great. So not only will they be able to show off their tractor, but if they're curious about how it's running, they can hook it up to the dyno.
That's right. Yes. It's going to be a beautiful day, so we hope to have lots of tractors come out into Bunker Hill and spend the day with us, and it's going to be a fun event. So mark your calendars, and we hope to see you after 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Again, that was Jill Chapman with All-Type Hydraulics. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.